Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
So, I believe I ended the last episode with something to the effect of, and I know because I listened to a large chunk of it, something to the effect of, I'm going to contact my own private band of PMCs that I know right now. Apparently, my private military contractors are unreliable, so I have to use the guys in the game to actually play what I was hoping to play as the NPCs.
It's a rough market right now.
It apparently is. So
labor market's tight.
Contrary to what I've been promising for the last couple of episodes,
foreign
you guys
agents
are playing...
all in Ukraine right now.
Jesus. Or if we're going to date this, marching towards Russia.
Yeah.
Giving up, you cowards. Marching to Moscow. Let's make it interesting. We haven't had World War III yet. Give it a shot. Who had a Russian Civil War on their bingo cards? I'm going to kind of play with you guys. As they discussed last time, the task force is going to spend 50K of its resources to pay for five military contractors for a group that is on the Kirkuk base. Each of you three has one of these private military contractors. I have the fourth one, and I have the leader. I believe I called him Colonel Jeff McGuire last time. Big, burly, bearded dude.
Blonde Viking-esque motherfucker, right?
Yeah. Where we left, it was April 16th. So this is probably April 14th, the evening of the 14th or day of the 15th. So it's a day or two before actually the raid is planned. And McGuire has gotten you five together to sort of introduce everything to you. And I'm kind of giving you guys the stakes for these characters. I know we've talked about it. These characters could be used again. These characters could be used as cannon fodder. But I think it will make it the most interesting if you really want to fuck with Jeff to play these characters, you know, as the scumbags that they likely would be. We'll say probably the morning of the 15th, McGuire gets you all around. He's told you that there is a job, and that he can get you, that it's going to even split. It's not a part of the group. It's 10K. It's a night run. And that's sort of what he told you to get you enticed. Cause basically he's going to hand you 10K cash. fellas, ladies, thanks for coming to my, little soiree here.
Can we get five up front?
You got bills? It's hard to pay in cash from, they're giving it all up front. These people are fucking idiots.
Okay.
Why don't you just settle down, sweetie? It's just a babysitting mission.
That's what they always say.
Yeah, we'll see about babysitting. They're dumb, but whatever they're running into, they want to pay a lot for it. So I think there's plenty of opportunity for us to make more than the promised 10 each.
Yeah,
not gonna argue with any of that.
He gives you the coordinates. Haven't been able to see much so far. Don't know if any of you are able to lean on some contacts. looks like it's a farm, several acres, orchard, big house. They said that they apparently approached a few days ago. Got the jihadis, and again, I said this before, but they're probably using significantly more vulgar, xenophobic terms than what we plan to use on the podcast. They got the jihadis all in a stir. They said they only saw like 6 to 10, but they talked about 3, maybe 4 personal vehicles. I'm going to think that there's more there. 6 to 10 might be the ones on duty. Probably 10 to 15 in reserve would be my guess. So probably going to be a pretty hot zone.
So what's these intellectual types wanting to do with the party of jihadis?
Rob shit. Sounded like artifacts. Sounded like heavy artifacts. I don't know if they're... fucking art dealers. I don't know. Didn't ask questions. But whatever it is, they were willing to pay me 50 G's to babysit, shoot some jihadis, call it a day.
On account of my knee, I'm not carrying shit.
I didn't say you had to carry shit. Although the woman going with us may or may not be able to carry shit on her own. So maybe we can help her and make whatever she's carrying a little lighter.
Just run in the middle, smash and grab, or we got to clean the place and hold it?
Sounds like we're going to hold and babysit. I told her I'd give her an hour. We'll go at twilight, wait till it's dark. My thought is to hit hard and fast. Like I said, I don't know if anybody can lean on some contacts to get some more intel. But my guess is that, you know, probably we could catch most of them unawares. It's a big property. I don't know. If any of you feel like sneaking in and doing some real Rambo shit, but we could probably take a significant number of them before they even know we're there.
Yeah, we could definitely do some recon over there.
Before we move on too far, can we establish like bond contacts?
Are you asking me as the key, as the handler?
Till actually maybe call a guy.
Yeah, I think that that's fair.
I mean, I would assume if we're special operators at one point, more than likely in the military or private, we would have people that we either served with previously that are in different or...
You could even call in on your own private military group, and it's actually interesting. Dealing with all the crazy Russia shit that happened a couple weeks ago, I started reading about what private military contractors actually have.
Yeah.
You do have access to a wealth of resources.
Yeah.
So if you want to make a bureaucracy role, if you want to make a social role, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, I'm not gonna leave Jeff upstairs all night long.
Right.
If you guys want to make a couple of inquiries, McGuire is, at least the way that I'm going to play him and just kind of glancing at his stats, he's the leader just de facto by he was the one hanging out at the bar and got the job.
Yeah. I don't know if any
you
of these
don't
characters
want me necessarily leaving.
Yeah, and I don't even know if any of these characters actually have any like talk skills.
Sure. But if you can lean on something, you could definitely attempt to do that. I said bureaucracy would be one way to go. if you could get in, you know, military science could be useful in a few places, depending on what you want to argue for.
Bronson is he's an older guy, almost 50.
Jesus.
And he has really high charisma, relatively speaking. So I think he's probably most likely the guy who has the most connections.
What's your charisma?
Well, I just rolled and it's less now. So yeah. I could be adapted to violence.
You also could be adapted to violence, so all your charisma scores are a little lower.
Near mine. Yeah, 11.
It's an 11?
Yeah.
Okay, well, mine's higher than that.
Yeah.
mine's higher than that after the roll.
So I'd give you guys two or three actions if there's something you want to lean on. Obviously, depending, you know, bureaucracy would probably get you farther than just a straight charisma roll.
Right.
But if you don't have bureaucracy, then, you know, charisma is something you can fall back on. Or if there's something else specifically that you want to do technologically wise, support wise. Otherwise, McGuire's idea is to load you up with guns, get in a couple of transports, go out there and shoot some jihadis. That's all the plan he's going to give you.
Right. I think Leigh's going to use her military science and try to take a look at some maps, maybe get some topography of the area and stuff.
Okay, so that's what you're doing. You're going to try and convince, you're going to try and use charisma or your charisma to reach out to folks for.
I don't know if we have satellite imagery over the top.
Sure, satellite imagery. That's an option. Anything for you, Spencer?
Give me a second. I'm going to think about it after.
Does Bronson have a death wish?
Always. That's how we survived this long.
It's a movie joke. neither of my guys have... I've got bureaucracy of 30 on one of them.
Yeah, my max is... My bureaucracy is 10.
Same. Minus 2.
We throw bricks. That's pretty much what we do.
I mean, that's true. Like, really, people who should be informing you are the task force. So be mad at yourselves for not equipping your NPCs. Because all the smart people are on Jeff's clipboard that you're not allowed to play this evening.
We just need to know if you want it messy up close or from far away.
could also look at potential heavy machinery on base that we could use.
Yeah, it would. You wouldn't be able to... Driving it off base might be a trick. You would have to bribe someone, or you would have to, you know... You'd have to figure out... You're not going to have easy access to it as private military contractors.
How far are we from the site from here?
I don't remember. I think it was like an hour and change.
Yeah. Okay.
A decent drive. I could look it up if I need to know.
How far does modern artillery shoot?
Pretty goddamn far.
Up 5-10 miles. Yeah. Not an hour's worth.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Just put a drone over the top of it. Fire in the hole!
Yeah.
Nope, back 5 degrees.
Okay. Just looking at the satellite. Nope, missed. Fire 5 degrees higher.
So go. Yeah, you can go. You guys can go ahead and roll anything that you've thought of that you'd like to do, Spencer.
Yeah, I'm looking through his thing. He just blows shit up, honestly. That's what he's got.
Okay.
And he punches people in the face, too, quite well.
I mean, that's what you wanted. You wanted some PMCs, you yeah. got them. Whether we're Blackwater or whatever the fuck, you know, fucking pick your shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nope. Right. 76 over 60.
You are not able to sweet talk anybody in your command structure to give you any intel. I'll allow some military science. You probably have basic access to maps and topography. Shit, you got fucking Google Maps. At
yeah.
least.
Okay. You can just Google Map it and switch it to satellite.
What is a 41 under 80? Yeah.
Nice.
So obviously the orchard around, that is a high wall, that is a big house, that's a lot of rooms to clear. You obviously haven't seen the footage, and the task force isn't going to show that to you, but you easily know this is a 3+ story building. It's high walls, there's a lot of open space, there's a lot of getting shot running through open space.
Best vector for approach on a midnight run.
So see, that's the thing, McGuire hasn't really thought about it. You would think
through, I'm thinking about it.
You would think through the trees is probably your best bet. It depends on if you want to approach. It also depends on if you want to. So I'll give you a couple of different ideas. You could go in Rambo style, right? Silent, stealthy, presuming that there are, you don't have any intel of what's going on, but you're presuming that there is a small guard, particularly at night. You could go in, attempt to kill the guard, identify the guards, kill them quietly, then try and take care of whoever else it is while they're caught unawares. You could go in as stealthy as possible, but go loud the second you hit the wall. Then you're going to be in a firefight. That's probably the worst decision because you are going to be in a lot of open ground. You don't have a real tactical advantage, and the longer it goes, the quicker you lose the tactical advantage. The third option would be if you want to go loud, which is to, you go loud with a distraction. You set off a fucking car bomb, you blow a hole in the wall, you draw the attraction and light at dark in one direction. Then when they bring them all out, then you light them up. Now the problem with that, of course, is that they will likely all be armed, because if they hear an explosion, they're all going to come running out to see what it is. They're probably going to grab their guns on the way. Now they're probably unarmored and untrained, so anything to the body is going to put someone down. But again, you're not sure total number. So really, if you rolled well enough, if you're looking at options, it's either go in Rambo style stealthy, and the second it gets hot, you go loud, or you create a distraction, divert them all, and then you could have secondary explosion. You could have, you know, sort of a breach and clear. You could pull them all into the line of fire and try and pin them down. These are all different tactics that you could utilize. So I guess the question is do you want to play it Rambo style, or I guess I'd call the other one Rainbow Six? Because you definitely know 5 against 27 is not great numbers. 5 against 30, 5 against 20. But it is 10 Gs with the possibility of stealing more shit for a couple of hours of work. So it's not shit that you've not done before. But you not having the tactical support of the company you work for is not super helpful.
Who's going with us again from the main party?
So there is a military guy, and there is there's a military guy Captain that Dan. He brokered the deal through that yep. you guys know as Captain Dan. And then he said he was bringing one other that was a specialist. So that would be Hastings.
Hastings, okay.
So they're going with. So
we haven't talked to them yet.
No, not at all.
Okay.
McGuire
was outside of this. Was the drone guy not going with them also?
That's what I thought.
So the drone guy was going to overwatch, but you guys had debated whether or not he would be on site because it takes up another seat in the transport.
Yeah, I remember that.
So you hadn't really decided. So at the moment, I was just having Jeff play the people who are actually potentially in the firefight.
We can sit on laps. It's all good. No. Okay.
So here's my thoughts. I say, me and Susie, she pulls up a machete. I say, me and Susie approach the compound from one side. Mm. Well, you have our package in tow on another vector. Mm. We see if we can take out what we get that's there on site, out in the open, without causing a fuss. And maybe, just maybe, we can get to what they're wanting to get to without alerting the other 20.
That's thought as well. You wouldn't have to put everybody down if you knew what the target was, which McGuire didn't ask and Jeff didn't tell me. the task force knows that you don't even have to go into the house. Jeff did not relay that to me, which is another thing that had you been a group of NPCs, I would have had you convinced that you were all going into the house while Jeff wanted to squirrel away. Jeff could theoretically have left you all to die and go in and get what the fuck he wants. I mean, it's always an option. So, correct. You theoretically at night could take out a few select guards, go into that underground space, and loot what you need without worrying about the potential other 15 to 25 people.
That's where you bring in your toys if we do.
That's what I'm here for.
I mean, that's the thing. You could attempt to take out the guards, put some Simtex on their vehicles, and if someone raises the alarm, you go loud real fast.
Easily done.
Just send a runner in our vehicle, make it seem like they're running away, and when they run out to their vehicle, then that's when the Simtex goes up.
So, I don't know if you guys want a basis of a plan before I bring Jeff back, but I at least think we should all be on the same page. Like I said, McGuire's not necessarily the leader here.
Yeah. No, I think we got a good idea of what the job is.
Go in quiet, go loud if we have to, and then have an explosive backup plan is not a bad idea. Just depends on where the guards are. We got guys sitting out watching over vehicles. It's not like we can go.
Yeah, if we can get in, establish the terrain, find cover, that'll be one of our first priorities in case we do have to take on the rest of them.
Yeah. Were you here when we talked about cover earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a specific word that we want to use a lot more often. And it's cover. Yes.
Sure. Okay. In that case, if there's nothing else, you guys are all going to prepare. You're really not supposed to go, but you're using some of your funds to bribe some people to get three vehicles. We would need three drivers. So do each one of you want to drive?
I don't want
to drive. I can't if I have to, but...
Do we want two drivers then? He said he needed transport stuff, but he didn't specify.
Okay, my drive's 60.
Okay, so you're driving.
So I can drive.
How are we looking over there, Cody?
I got a 20 and a 20.
Woof, woof.
How Captain Dan can drive.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, are you going to allow somebody else to drive your vehicle?
Yeah.
If the other drivers drive like shit.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Thought we were taking the bullet hole ridden trucks anyway. So
I did not specify. Okay. The bullet ridden trucks are an option. But again, the planning from the task force has been subpar. It's a great question. Theoretically, you would be rolling in your own trucks. It was discussed last time when I listened to the recording that there were going to be three. So it would be, because you're taking seven people. So that would be two in a vehicle, three in a vehicle.
It's got all the makings of a classic fuck up.
You didn't ask for like 15 people. I said, hey, like 5-6 guys. And you're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, 10 grand a piece. You're like, yeah. So here we are. That's what you got. If we're good to go, I'll go get Jeff. So two vehicles, three vehicles.
We probably need three because we need space to
move
shit out.
So driver then?
I'm driving and I'm in the rear. I'm going to follow what.
So if you're in the rear, then you probably are taking the two civvies.
Okay.
So it's you and the two civvies. Who's the lead vehicle?
Best driver.
Okay. So that means it's you and McGuire. And then it's you and my other guy's name is we'll call him Winston. His name's Winston.
Me and Winston.
So you and Winston.
What were you going to say to me and then got cut off? You turned to me like you were getting ready to say something.
I do that a lot.
Well, Grady cuts people off a lot, so.
Not just in traffic. Okay, I'll get you.
I'm going to use the bathroom.
We need a sweet PMC name.
Desert Dogs.
Really, you asshole? Yeah.
Yeah, that 20 driving score isn't going to come back to haunt us at all, is it? I don't know. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
And you got the package.
Right. I just loaded with fucking bombs. Yeah, it's fine.
Bombs over Baghdad.
We want the demolitions and the civvies in the same car.
See how much fun this would have been if it had been four random assholes in Jeff? So, Jeff, it is... we'll say midday on the 16th. So today is the day of the assault on Rasam's.
Right.
Anything you'd like to do on the 16th? Right now, I'm basically giving you control of Captain Dan and Hastings.
So I need to clarify with everybody before we go. Whatever we can't take out of there, are we destroying?
Are we meeting now?
I feel like that's a... I mean, as much... Now, see, that would be... Again, this is why I'm really sad that you guys are all here. Because yes. If Jeff was not here, he'd go, oh, shit, what did we decide? Am I allowed to do this?
No, we haven't discussed this.
I know, but that if it came to a situation...
Yep, no. I totally see what you're saying.
Yeah, no. I was totally happy about making this. Because that's the thing. In the back of their minds, they're always going, wait, what the fuck is going on? Because we know what's going on with the task force. But if this were Troy and, you know, Lucas, they wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And you would have no one else to talk to. But yes, I do think that that is something that the task force, if it was brought up, could discuss.
Yeah. And I think that would very specifically be discussed before moving forward with any of these plans.
Yes. I thought about discussing it before the morning of. Guys, man, you have really...
Well, we were short a person last session. It was kind of the end of the night when we finally decided, yes, we're going. We haven't had time to discuss.
That's true.
And definitely not in the intervening 2 months since the last time we played either.
On recording.
I guess the biggest question is what... Are we assuming that these materials pose in a threat, and that's why we want to destroy them?
Yeah, I mean that would kind of be the program's answer,
right?
Contain, yeah.
Most of it's unrelated, right?
I don't know. I'm not going to have time to translate all of it while I'm there.
Right.
We don't know.
Because we could be destroying valuable
stupid fucking notification.
God damn it.
Ultimately, we could be destroying valuable intel.
Is that hey?
Well, we're going to document all of it so that we can bring back the digital and translate it. But when we're on site, I'm not going to know, is this piece that I don't have time or space to grab a dangerous thing that should not be left for someone else to find? We document everything that we can. We bring back everything that we can, but whatever we can't bring back, if I can't tell what it is, I think we need to nuke it from orbit. I mean...
So what about the amphora? Does that need to, like, for sure come back?
No, we've already established that the vessel wasn't important.
Right.
Did we actually establish that?
Sloan said that it wasn't the vessel. It was the cap, because that's where the containment seal was.
Right.
Now, there may be stuff on the M4 that might be of...
Exactly.
Okay, so I have another question.
Go for it.
So, because we have the cap, right?
Yes.
Right? So, do we know of anything that the cap will fit in that we could potentially put the thing back in the box? Or do we have a known thing that the thing was in that we could put it back in?
I mean, we can cut a hole in a box.
I mean, I can put my dick outside that box, in that box. I'm okay with that, but like...
Then it's a dick in the box.
But we've got a known...
With a U-Haul box track.
A known thing that the cap will fit on.
No, I get what you're saying. But if that's not something that I can get out of there...
Schroeder hates when you mix your Tupperware, Jeff.
Yeah.
Like, you motherfucker, that's the old stuff with the yellow bit. That goes on the yellow lid. Don't you dare fucking put the new Tupperware lid on the old Tupperware.
I'm just saying we might not have Tupperware that little fucking fit on besides that one.
Well, that is
a pain in the ass.
You got a lid, no Tupperware container.
But
I'm just saying, you can't tinfoil this sumbitch in somewhere. All right.
Based on what...
It will not stay fresh.
Who was it that... It was Olson that went and talked to Sloan, right?
Yeah. Mary.
Based on what she knows about this ritual...
We could possibly transcribe another containment.
Okay. I mean, I know that there's oil drums around here. We can scrawl that in the top and seal the shit shut.
I'm just saying, we've already got one magic math equation. Like, we gonna have time to write another one?
Where the fuck did my thermos go?
Shit hits the fan.
Gotta get the coffee. Oh, shit!
I just love the idea that this ends with, like, somebody accidentally releasing this fucking thing out of a thermos across the world somewhere because they forgot what was in it.
You sure as shit put this thing in a thermos. You better goddamn believe every green box you open from here on out is going to have a thermos. Fucking thermos in it.
I'm just saying, let's not potentially throw away shit that could be usable.
Well, no. If I can get it out, I'll get it out.
Jeff said, quote, nuke it from orbit. He didn't say throw it out.
If I can get it out, I'm all for getting it out. But if the son of a bitch is 500 pounds and I can't get it out of that bunker.
I mean,
we got to operate heavy machinery. There's a fucking backhoe on site.
Well, I mean, if it's if it's big and heavy, demolitions can take care of it. If it's texts and papers and stuff, we can just toss a Molotov in there and be done with it. So.
So the consensus is we are destroying what's left.
I mean, wasn't that our directive to contain this?
Well, that's kind of what I thought.
Kind of. Sort of.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But we're assuming at this point that we will not be able to get back here.
We're also assuming that it's all still there.
That is true.
Guys, we're totally going to be able to get in, get what we want, get out, look at it, and then go back. So
that's why you're in the front.
It's going to be great.
Fuck this game.
Like, you guys are doing this yourselves. I'm not even doing anything.
I know.
But this is why I so wanted a total group that could totally mind fuck you, because Jeff would be like, I can't get it all out. What do I do? Grenade.
Yeah.
And then you guys come back and be like, well, I got some of it.
I mean, this is why I made sure that there was a demolitions guy in the character sheets that I handed out.
So this is your fault?
Yes.
All right. I'm glad.
I mean, this is my question that everybody's arguing over. Yes.
No, I like that Jeff's like, no. I want bombs there.
What's the time frame between the incident and now?
What's the range on a Tomahawk missile? March 28th, 26th, 24th. 24th. March 24th to the 16th of April.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Sorry, I was going back. I was like, 28th? Nope, that wasn't right, because those were other incidents. 26th? Nope, because that was...
So even if we're assuming that it's all there on site, they've had 3 weeks with it.
Right. But I'm not talking about the guys who are there. I'm talking about the next moron who comes walking in here. Do we leave it there for them to go vector?
Bronson will blow it up.
So,
Bronson blow up good.
The only technical vector that we know of.
Bolshevik Muppet.
The only the only technical vector that we know of is the fucking thing that came out, not the shit that's in there.
That we know of.
So then, if there's more amphoras with other shit in there, you think we ought to break it?
Oh. I don't care.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
No, I didn't.
Maybe we ought to make a decision on the fly when we see what the fuck is there.
Hey, yeah, hey, show them the Twinkie.
Cool, I'll decide.
I thought that was a good joke. I don't care who you are. We're shutting this down. Did you talk about the Twinkie? Yeah, Jeff, just throw a grenade in there. You're fine.
I don't know that I get that reference. At least not all
Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. It's just been a long time.
When they shut the mainframe down and all the ghosts go out, that's immediately what you thought of. Yeah. Jeff throwing a grenade in there. How many amphoras?
The real question is, like, when we get to the door, did the thing even come out of the fucking door? Does anybody even know that there's something still there? Do we even know if the bodies are still there and that they were pulled out? We just have no information.
I hope not. 3 weeks? It's going to be rank.
Yeah. Don't fucking put it past him.
Okay.
Hastings and Captain Dan are going?
Yep. You had talked about...
What about Al Rabini? He's going to be remote,
you had talked
remote,
about a remote,
right?
Your remote drone overwatch type thing. We said that you would have to be close, but you wouldn't have to be there. Now,
I think it had like a 20-mile range on it.
Yeah.
Like that.
At the moment, he wasn't planned for with the last time you talked to McGuire. That's still up to you if you want to take him. Mostly, I'm having you play the two characters who are going to be in the shit. Because whatever he sees, he can't do fuck all about it.
Right. I think we had talked also about Al Verbini being back on base, monitoring body cams so that the rest of the group knows what happens if we don't come out of there.
I don't remember anything about body cams.
Well, monitoring cameras of whoever was going in there.
Right. No. I don't think PMCs typically want body cams for the same reason the LAPD doesn't.
Right. But our team would.
Sprinkle a little crack on that.
If nothing else, but to, if for no other reason.
You can record whatever you want
to help
another
document.
10 grand.
Right. I don't know that the PMC would wear cams.
I'm not. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about our team.
Do you have cameras?
I mean, the guy with microelectronics probably has cameras.
Yeah.
Probably has cameras?
We can keep an open channel, though. I mean, we can keep radio contact.
Yeah. Unless everything automatically goes bleep.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a fucking cell phone if you want. You could rig a, quote, body cam. I just don't know that you have body cam equipment.
No, I'm... We're discussing this beforehand.
Yeah. Sure.
So that we can prepare for the strike.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't be able to do that.
The only thing I mean, say is it's already the 16th.
We're going to...
I mean, you could fucking live stream a FaceTime call to a monitor in the...
That's just what,
like,
I'm asking.
How you doing? Like, yeah, probably
How long before the strike did we actually set it up?
Like a day and a half.
A day and a half, okay.
Because when we ended, I said we will start tomorrow as the morning of the 16th.
Okay.
So today's the day of the strike.
Right. Yeah.
You have like 6 hours, 7 hours before they're...
We're going to live stream this bitch on Twitch. The world's going to know what the fuck's happening. He's actually an anarchist. He's been snuck into the group.
What equipment are we taking in there to document this stuff? I'm sure they
have a response for that.
Shh. Nobody knows. Sorry, ask that again.
What equipment are we taking in there to document this stuff?
I would assume...
Just basic cell phone cameras?
College ruled.
Yeah, I mean, unless we brought other cameras with us, I think that's probably our only way of documenting it digitally.
Okay. I'm just making sure that not something else that we need to be worrying about.
Sounds good to me.
Zoom in and hates. This is like beginning of Under Siege 2, where you zoom in on the naked lady on the beach.
Yep.
That's what we're doing. That we don't have access to and we've been fighting for weeks.
You just got to get Irene some dead people.
Fucking Irene can eat a dick.
Yeah, we...
A bag of dicks.
She wants a bag of dicks.
Captain Dan is going to document every body that he can.
She literally
and
wants
try
a bag
and get,
of dicks.
Try and get identification.
Sure. Yeah, because you did talk about trying not to shoot them in the face. And then there was a question of whether or not we could Photoshop and fake dead jihadis to confuse the CIA. That was literally a discussion that was had.
It was 100%. 100%.
I mean,
and at the top, the file folder is just titled "Not Doctored."
100% legit dead jihadis. It's a shitty Photoshop of Bin Laden's head on top of nails. Okay.
What year did we get him?
2011.
Okay.
We
it was Obama's second term.
I'd say we were...
So eight. So it'd have been 13 or 14.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I could easily Google search that, but...
2011.
Oh.
Called it.
It was May 2nd, 2011.
Okay. So we were in the first house. I remember being in the house. So you've got your cell phone camera. You and Captain Dan are going in. Colonel McGuire will approach you like noon.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got three vehicles. I've got four of my best operators with me. So we'll take you two and head on over there at dark and see what we can get done.
Okay.
Still good to go?
Yeah, good to go. What's the plan going in?
You let us worry about that. No problem.
Well, I'm more worried about where we're going to be in the middle of it.
You'll be in the back truck.
Okay.
I say, it looks like, you know, the captain here will take good care of you, I'm sure. But no problems. We are professionals.
It's a really, really shitty driving situation. Yeah.
Nope. Well, didn't plan on it. So, yeah, I guess the only thing we need to get this going is payment.
Yeah.
Please hand me 50,000 of your dollars, Jeff.
How about I hand you 35 and you get 15 when we get back?
Well, see, you don't always come back from these kinds of missions.
Right. And if you don't come back, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I think their families might have to worry about it.
We can give you one vehicle and a shitty smile.
Okay. Hand it over.
All right. We will see you shortly.
I guess we're not technically on your side anymore. Just so
yeah,
you know.
I mean,
we're kind of on our own side.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like I get to sit in the back of a truck while you guys play.
Oh, no. I think there'll be plenty for you to do.
Okay.
What's your first aid like, Jeff? Perfect. Yeah.
Captain Dan?
No, the other guy's the medic.
Yeah. This is not going to go well.
So, McGuire shows back up, hands you each a brick of gash, totaling $10,000 each.
So we're just staying and not going now, right, Cap?
Well, I think if they're dumb as fuck enough to hand over 50 G's and not convince me that they're going to do half before and half later, there's something of value there. We'll make more than 10 G's.
Okay. If you say so. Do we get free reign on our own once we clean this place out?
He just gives you a tiny salute and a half smile.
Roger.
10-4.
Don't fuck me. Those cars need to be there at 6, whatever time, you know. What do you say? Those cars need to be there at 1800. Let's go.
Looks like it's a party.
So they have 3 personnel
vehicles. I'll cry if I want to.
They pull up. McGuire leans out, says, you guys are riding in the back with Bronson.
Well, I'm back here. I just got to get loaded up. And Bronson just hauls a big ass pack and just whoop, puts it in the back.
Have fun with Death Wish. I like it that's your call. That's your call sign is Death Wish. Or Hurt Locker, one of the two. Hurt
Locker. You know, you act like these guys are dumb.
I don't act like they're dumb.
Yeah, you do.
He does.
He acts like he wouldn't know how to deal with it.
What would you like to deal with, Jeff?
Well, no, like, they would know how to negotiate this kind of thing.
I understand.
Not necessarily that we do.
Right. You didn't even ask for a roll. I figured you'd at least barter.
I almost said something about a charisma roll, but...
From these two?
Or a persuade roll.
From these two?
I've not played those two, I don't believe.
Yeah, there's at least 42 on there.
See, you failed it a couple of times. That's how I got to 42.
Yep, I did.
No, I'm not playing them like they're dumb.
He's playing us like we're dumb.
Well, so no. Load up the vehicles and go. Schroeder, how about a navigate roll? Just see how it goes.
Come on. We did look at maps before.
You did look at maps.
Ought 5.
Okay.
Woo.
No problem.
Just so you're aware, I'm the lead car because I have the best navigate slash drive. And nope, everybody else is base, so...
It's not true at all. Consummate professionals. The convoy pulls up. It is getting dark. I think you talked about pulling up on the side, on one of the sides of the orchard. So that would be the, we'll call it the north, the east, and the south. I don't know if you have a preference. Otherwise, I'm just going to put you to the east because that's the rough direction you would have come from.
wasn't the courtyard facing one of them?
Actually, you have the image as well if you want to look at the satellite image.
I would assume that we would want to approach through the orchard with the most view of open. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would assume we would want to see activity and as much activity as possible from the house. Or are we more worried that more eyes would be able to see us because of that?
We're wanting to see what's on the grounds outside. So, but we're coming in from two different angles, remember?
Oh yeah.
So the you've got orchard on all 4 sides. The U of the house faces east, so that would be the courtyard.
Were you soloing the side with a machete? Is that how you described it earlier?
Yeah,
correct. Machete.
You and Danny Trejo are gonna go take one side.
So yeah, the east would be the east would be the back of the house. Not that you guys would necessarily know this. But the empty pool and the sort of pool house are to the east in that image because that U is the courtyard. So the front doors of the house are actually the west.
Okay. East is backyard.
Correct. So west is actually, which makes sense because the road, I think, runs north and south to the west of the house.
Which channel gives us that? Is it mission log?
I don't remember.
Because I'm seeing in the mission log, I'm seeing like schematics of the house, but it wasn't there also an image of the house with the grounds?
In the briefing. There's slides from the briefing.
I would assume that would be an op intel. It is. I just didn't scroll high enough up. Okay.
So yeah, if you look at slide 2, the road is running from northwest to southeast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I would presume you want the back of the property to drive through the desert and come up on the east.
On the side over here.
Yeah, that's just where I've always put you guys, but you can go wherever you want. You're navigating, so we can really go wherever you want.
This is also orchard up here, right?
Correct, yes.
So it looks like the orchard, the north and the east are the two directions where the orchard is closest to the home.
I would say that's probably correct.
And then is the pool...
The pool would be in the gap to the east. So, like, if you look at that right there...
I can't zoom in any farther than where I'm at, so that's why I'm...
Technically, I think that square to the southeast corner is kind of the pool.
I thought of it as the pool shed.
Well, it depending on the way you look at it, it's one or the other.
Gotcha.
I think technically the pool shed is that itty bitty little black dot right in the southeast, the middle of the southeast. Like okay. 6 o'clock. I think
that
that's
makes sense.
Technically the pool shed.
That makes sense.
The more I zoom in and look at it, the more I can actually see the schematic of the house.
Yeah.
How it's laid out.
Yeah.
So yeah, technically if you come from the east, you're already on the pool side. I don't know if they've shared where they want to go. Would you have any banter with any of them as you go along, Jeff? You could definitely talk to Death Wish if Hastings or Captain Dan would like to provide any other insight.
Also known as the Bronze.
The Bronze.
Standing in a row. One small one, some is bigger. What's up, buddy?
I love the idea that he's muttering to himself because these vehicles have to be loud as shit as you're roaring through the desert.
Yeah. Captain Dan would try and carry on a conversation, find out how long he's been out here, what kind of information he can get about operations that have gone down, anything like that. He'd know how to talk to a soldier.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys can shop talk. I don't give a shit. If you want to role play, go right ahead. If you don't, then you've just shop talked.
Captain Dan is looking for pertinent information. And
are you actively or sneakily trying to pump him for information?
I don't know. How dumb does he seem?
I'll let Spencer roleplay that.
He seems like average intelligence.
How old did you say Bronson was?
Oh, he's 49.
So he's pretty aged for combat. Mm-hmm. Not like excessively so, but definitely on the has extreme debt and needs to pay it off kind of way.
Okay. So what do I need to do? Jeff doesn't know how to shop talk with a soldier. So what does Captain Dan need to do?
Ask you and ask Spencer whatever sort of questions you want. I'll leave it up to Spencer since he is technically a PC of what he wants to answer. And if you want a role to influence it, then I would say any sort of positive roles you make would influence the answers that Spencer would get.
Right, but I don't want to pump Spencer for shit information that he doesn't actually have to give.
I was going to say, I don't know what Bronson even got, to be honest.
Right.
Military science.
That was
a critical fail.
It is a critical fail.
Bronson talks about how they're going to assault from a hot air balloon. You think it's genius.
Awesome.
You get about as much shop talk as whatever Jeff was thinking about asking. That's about how far you guys get. So you don't get a lot about what their plan is.
Cool.
Really, the way I see it,
the radio. By the way,
probably not unless you're.
The way I see it is Bronson, having been in this for a while, age 49, just spends most of the time going, "What? What'd you say? Can't hear you, bud." Because he's deaf as fuck.
Yeah, because he spent too much time around demolitions going right. off.
And a loud-ass truck.
I would assume that Shink would probably be like squawking, calling out obstacles as they're traveling, just because I'm the lead car.
Yeah, you guys can definitely chatter back and forth if you want.
Yeah.
If you have any reason to. But yeah, apparently the car's too loud. You can't crack the granite wall that is Bronson.
Yep.
Since you're going to be solo artist, are you wanting to maybe come from the north that has less visibility? Like, because if we're coming from the east, we'll have fire lines straight into the house through the courtyard.
I figured we'd probably be stopping outside of eyesight.
We're not going to drive up and park right behind.
So we can do an equipment check, basically, make sure.
Bronson wants to get you some toys, too.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then we can go our ways.
Okay.
So we'll need to coordinate when we move,
you're,
too.
So. You're parked a little ways out. You can see the property, but you're parked well enough away. Lights off, nothing reflective. So if you guys want to have a little party, you can. You can hop out.
Your character has the sniper, right?
The Remington, yeah.
I wonder, depending on how far away we are, maybe you can get eyes on potential guards before we get up in that area.
Possibly.
Well, Danny, what's your character's name?
Lay Milligan.
Captain Dan?
Yes.
Ma'am? So I assume we'll park somewhere in the desert in a place that's inconspicuous, I don't know. It sounds like you guys don't want to get to the tree line. You want to meet up before you get to the tree line. Mm-hmm. So we could park, a couple of miles away, some boulders, something. I don't know,
I mean, the real question is, how close are we going to want potential bug out vehicles? Because, depending on how dark it is and how, what's visibility like without lights? Can we even get vehicles close to the orchard to where we're ducking through trees to get back and get the fuck out?
have a little tete-a-tete and figure out our next plan of attack. Do a little bit of recon, make sure we can identify all the insert various epithets and other horrific things that he would be saying normally here.
You hear a... as a lay, she's old Susie.
All right, Brother Lake. And Bronson reaches into his pack and pulls out four C4 charges with radio transmogrifiers on them. Transmitters.
And it's not a hard word. You didn't have to make one up.
It's really not that. Yeah. Hands it over to Lay and says, just slap him on the old gas tank if you come across any vehicles. It'll give us a distraction if we need it.
Very nice. I always love fireworks.
So, Spencer, here's how we're going to play this.
Ah, son of a bitch.
God damn it.
We will make the demolitions roll for those explosives if and when you choose to activate them. We're not making them now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll make that demolitions roll to see how that charge was rigged. to determine what happened.
How many did you give me? Four?
Yeah, I gave you four.
He would have made those rolls without
Tourette's. One in reserve. By God.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. What's your demolition score?
80.
Okay. They should work.
Yeah. When you can't hear, it's really quiet when you're working on things. Just saying.
If we're going to play the character that way. Let's use it to our advantage.
Yeah. Fucking live fire going on in the background. He's
It's like the...
You ever seen Face Off?
Yeah.
The kid with the headphones playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow while this horrific gunfight's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think of Quicksilver and... what was it? Which one is that one? I can't remember.
The house.
Days of Future. Is it Days of Future?
The kitchen with the guards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Days of Future Past.
It's like, sunny days sweeping the clouds away. He's ringing up the Simtex.
I imagine that's what's playing because he's old enough to only have had Sesame Street on TV.
Jeff's getting a little annoyed as he's looking at the age of that character.
No. That's fine.
49 in 2016. That's a big difference, Jeff.
Yeah.
You're good. True. You're good.
Okay.
By a decade.
So you've been handed some charges.
I am going to stow them properly.
Sure.
I'm going to take the Remington out, get a scope on the compound. Is it lit up at all?
So you could definitely tell that the compound is lit. There is a high wall, if you remember me talking about it before, with glass on the top around the compound.
Yep.
So you're going to have to find an elevated position somehow. Where you're at from this far away, I'm going to assume you're on ground. You're not going to be able to see very well. You want to climb a tree in the orchard, maybe give you an angle. You want to get up on top of the fence somehow.
No, I just wanted to see if there's activity and lights right now.
You can definitely tell that there are lights, even from this distance. Probably with the naked eye, you can tell that there are, because the property does have a generator. It has electricity. So, yeah, that's easy enough to see in the vast desert.
Well, gentlemen, looks like the party's in full swing.
Let's put on your dancing shoes and get going.
I'll check my night vision, make sure it's good.
Mm-hmm. Ditto.
Could always cut the generator.
McGuire cuts a cigar.
I think now's a good time to maybe ask where our guests would like to go.
Main target is a lab on the second floor and in the pool. There's a bomb shelter in the pool.
Okay. I'd say a pool's the best bet for our primary target. We don't want to rustle the party guests too early. We ready to do this?
Let's roll.
All right. I'm going to take a little walk. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. It is. I don't wanna see no more.